Which brings us to the light at the end of the tunnel, a discussion on sharks, which of course leads us to Lewis Gillingham. Mr. Gillingham.
At least it does this month. This is for a discussion. We'll make a request for advertising a public hearing, but this is for a proposed amendment to Chapter 4 of Act 20-490-10 pertaining to sharks. And what we'd like to see is...
Lewis, would you speak up a little bit? I'm getting old and deaf.
To raise the spiny dogfish trip limits, to modify the definition of small mesh gill nets and large mesh gill nets, and to amend shark finning regulations. By way of background, the United States Marine Fisheries Commission approved a 49.38 million pound commercial quota May 1 through 2014 and through April 30th, 2015, the fishing season. It runs May 1 of 1 year to April 30th of the next. This is for spiny dogfish. The southern region, which are the states from New York through North Carolina, receive 42% of the total quota. This is, like the summer flounder, in the southern region, it's managed state-by-state quota. Virginia receives 10.8% of the overall quota, or, for this fishing season, 5.33 million pounds. And this represents an increase of nearly 1 million pounds from the prior fishing season. Virginia was well below the quota the prior fishing year. The states, New York through North Carolina, can adjust possession limits to suit their fishery. Again, much like what we do with the commercial summer flounder fishery. The commercial industry has been satisfied with a possession limit of 4,000 pounds. The 4,000-pound limit preferred by the industry in the past was really a balance between a limited market, a desire to have the quota last until early spring, and processing capacity. It's also good to note that the price paid to Virginia fishermen has dropped significantly as the demand for spiny dogfish has likewise dropped. Additional issues, NOAA Fisheries has now increased the possession limit from 4,000 pounds to 5,000 pounds in the EEZ, the exclusive economic zone, 3 to 200 miles off our coast. And this creates a law enforcement issue whereby commercial fishermen cannot legally possess more than 4,000 pounds once they enter in state waters. It also appears that with the higher quota and the lower demand for U.S. caught dogfish in Europe, it's unlikely they'll catch the quota. And additionally, they didn't catch it last year. Industry has become concerned because now the market for spiny dogfish is what they call spotty. It's not consistent. Now, they're not going to take all you can get as fast as you can get it to them. But when there is market, they're not sure that the fishermen will have enough incentive to go fish due to lower price. And for this reason, industry now supports an increase of 1,000 pounds. And that would increase the possession limit from 4,000 to 5,000 pounds. Essentially, their trip would be worth about what it was before the price drop. We also have another issue with Factor 490 in that you've already heard discussion of mesh size definitions with regards to bottlenose and harbor porpoise, but the definition of small and large mesh gill net is not consistent in Chapter 490 with the bottlenose dolphin on harbor porpoise take reduction plans. The TRP's take reduction plans define small mesh as less than or equal to 5 inches, and large mesh is greater than 5 inches. Chapter 490 defines small mesh as less than 5 inches, and large mesh as greater than or equal to 5 inches. All three, the two take reduction plans and Chapter 490, require a 2-hour net checking for large mesh. Shark gill nets, because of the fish are essentially covered with teeth, their skin is like sandpaper, and they're rough handling fish, and they're not turned away by a heavy twine mesh. Shark gill nets are always of heavier twine size, not mesh, 5-inch mesh, but the twine is much thicker. So in order to avoid having to check every 2 hours their gill nets, and this is primarily for the small sharks, the smooth dogfish and the spiny dogfish, they would need to get mesh size less than 5 inches, but anything less than 5 inches is not typically made by the industry in large twine, and so that would have to be custom ordered. So it's more expensive. Plus, as one fisherman said, that 5-inch mesh is really just the right size to use it. The fish can, particularly spiny dogfish, can really get wound up in smaller mesh, even when it's heavier twine. So that's, and the last issue with 490, in the past, as you, those of you that have been here for even 6 months, you know it seems like every other month we do something with shark, with regulation 490. But staff noted that now with the modification of 490 with regards to no shark can be landed without the fins naturally attached, except in the exemption provided for smooth dogfish, that really our shark finning definition and then prohibition of shark finning is really redundant. I mean, it's already covered. And this was put in there when it was advertised on your agenda as sort of a placeholder. And we've had a chance to discuss it and have decided that really, even though it's not necessary, it serves a purpose because it demonstrates the commission's policy on shark finning. And the public has, they're bombarded with from different groups, we'll say, to think shark finning is bad. Anytime you remove a shark fin, you're wasting the shark. And at least by leaving this in here, which now we'd like to do is just withdraw that, does serve a purpose. And I know the commissioner knows firsthand that for the last 3 years, there's been at least one bill introduced to the legislature that would eliminate the removal of fins on any shark almost at any point in time.
To clarify that for the rest of the commission's edification, we receive letters and phone calls fairly routinely here from people that see shark fin soup on a menu and automatically assume that is from an illegally finned shark where they would rip off the fins and throw the carcass back. Our dogfish fishery has fins that can and should be sold. Their concerns are that that's finning when it's not finning. So I think it's important to leave it in the regulation to show the commission's intent that shark finning is illegal.
Okay. So what are we asking for? We're requesting you authorize advertisement of an increase in the possession limit for spiny dogfish from 4,000 to 5,000 pounds and change the definition of small and large mesh gill nets such that small mesh would be defined as less than or equal to 5 inches, and large mesh would be a greater than 5 inches. And additionally, we'd like to request a public hearing next month, September.
Any questions from the commission? Sounds like you have some housekeeping matters and raise the trip limit. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? I just figured while people are here, I would ask if they have anything to say.
They might not show up next
And seeing none, the matter is I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
And this may be silly. Has there ever been any thought to change the name from spiny dogfish to something decent? I mean, I got restaurants, and I have my brother tells me he's eaten this fish, and it's delicious. But when you talk about spiny dogfish and you put it on the menu, it doesn't go too well.
Mr. Beck, there have been attempts to do that. And last year at the Mid-Atlantic Council, when it was determined that the markets were falling away for U.S. caught spiny dogfish. There were a few names thrown around, but they never settled on it. They may come back to something. Just like cow nose ray, we'll rename the Chesapeake ray. So what's in a name? Sometimes a lot. But next month for your evaluation, staff will have information about the situation with the European Union, why PCBs, you know, that discussion in spiny dogfish, the action limits in the FDA versus what's in Europe, and the real problems, there's only three processors. They're all in Massachusetts. So we'll include that in your evaluation.
Please.
Yes.
Well, I guess the request is for a public hearing next month on these matters.
Motion to approve staff recommendation for public hearing.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Passes unanimously.